as Eddie Floyd and Knock on Wood. It's been Christmas in Suffolk. Hundreds of children have been working on the DVD with the Heaven to Earth project. Filming has been taking place at Ipswich Town Football Ground, Spa Pavilion in Felixstowe, Colneice Junior School in the resort. And that's where our reporter Andrea Davidson caught up with those behind the scheme.
Actually, yeah, should we get him just coming out of here?
Simon, you want to just walk through and we'll film it, and then when you get to the end you can do the rhyme, otherwise I think it's
good. Okay, I'm ready when you are, Simon.
Here I come.
We can hop, we can twizzle, we can skip and prance. We have reason to be happy, so let's join in the dance. Jesus was born, that is what Christmas is all about. So come on, let us all rejoice, sing and shout.
The children have just been forming an archway on the field, and three of them are with me now, Sophie, Lydia and James. Sophie, tell me what you've been doing today.
We've been recording a sort of video thing where we all have to shout Merry Christmas and then this arch thing.
Does it feel odd doing it when it's such a sunny day?
Yes, very.
Lydia, have you been involved in anything like this before?
Yeah, I was involved in the last Foreign to Us. I was a dancer in it at the spa 3 years ago.
Does it feel weird doing it now? Because, you know, it's all going to get more exciting when it comes nearer Christmas, but it's sort of come towards the end of the summer term for you now, isn't it?
Yeah, it's really weird.
And James, have you found it today?
It's been exciting seeing a famous person come into school. It's never really happened before, but it's been good.
Well, the famous person they were all excited about is Simon Thomas, who was in Blue Peter, has just left. Simon, how do you get involved in this project?
Well, I've actually been involved in the last two projects that were down here. When I was on Blue Peter, obviously my currency in terms of popularity with children was a bit higher than maybe it is now, although I've got a very nice welcome from them all here today. And I knew Andy Rayner, who's sort of heads up the project from years ago from a Scripture Union beach mission in Norfolk. When I went on Blue Peter, he asked me to come involved. So I hosted the last two concerts at the Spa Pavilion, which were great fun.
How for those who haven't experienced them, how do they go? What sort of format are they?
There's lots of different things. There's a lot of music, obviously, with loads of youngsters from the local schools taking part and singing on stage. In fact, there's so many of them that they have to sort of split them up between the various nights. There's dancing, there's drama. There's often we'll do a video link with one of the projects that Tearfund are working on in another country. We'll speak live on a satellite link to someone who's out there on the front line doing the sort of things that we're raising money for. So it's a really good fun night. And obviously, at the moment, we're midsummer, so it's hard to project your mind forward to Christmas time. But unfortunately, well, I don't mean that in a bad way, but it will be here very, very quickly. I mean, as we know, time flies. So, you know, when it does come around, it's a really good thing because it gets people in the Christmas spirit. But at the same time, it gets them to think a little bit more about what Christmas is about and also about how we can maybe do something to help people in a slightly less fortunate position than themselves.
Now, what sort of things you've been doing here? I just saw you there, and an archway of children sort of crawling through it, reciting something. What are the things you've been doing?
Well, we're making a DVD that goes with the concerts, and this will be shown around schools, not only to get people supporting it, but also it goes along with the whole idea of telling the Christmas story in a fresh way. So we've been here at the school today trying to get hundreds of kids to put themselves in the position on a day when it's 23 degrees of thinking Christmas and all things festive, which is not easy, but they were fantastic. They were in good voice. I think the good weather brings out the best in them.
And as well as working here at the school today, you're going to various other places, including Portman Road, which I understand perhaps not your ideal place to go.
Well, I do tend to enjoy Portman Road when it's sort of 3-0 to Norwich and maybe Ewan Roberts in years gone by has just popped up and scored a beauty. So that's when I normally enjoy my visits. I wouldn't sort of go there as a tourist or just to have a look round, really. So begrudgingly, I will be filming there. But it's all in aid of charity and this great project that is Heaven to Earth. So I'm sort of begrudgingly happy to go to Portman Road.
Well, I dare say you will be back again at some point during the season as Norwich are playing town.
Yes, indeed. Yeah, I can't wait for that. I'm relishing the thought of that already. 3 points. So I'll be back very soon.
Well, moving back from the football, while we're here today, you mentioned Andy Rayner, and Andy's here as well. How have you been involved in this project?
Well,
projects like this we've been running for about the last 12 years, roughly on every three-year basis. And it was the idea of one of the youngsters in one of the churches in Felixstowe originally, which we took with and run. And initially it was just a handful, maybe 100 children in Felixstowe. And we're now talking about getting on for 2,000 children across the whole area. That's Ipswich, Woodbridge and Felixstowe. So the project has mushroomed, as has the, you know, the potential we've therefore got for raising awareness of the third world issues and also the money that we're raising for Tear Fund.
Now, when I came here today, everything seemed so professional. I assume this must be a big national scheme that you were part of, but it's not, is it? It's just local here.
It's me and my mates, really, who come and faithfully help out and to make this big machine work. So, yeah, there's a lot of work goes in, and as you can see, we're now in July, and we've done a fair proportion of the project already. We've been writing and recording right since January, actually, in the studio, preparing stuff. This is the first shoot ready for the DVD now, and over the next 4 weeks we're shooting the dance sequences in various locations in this area. And then we have a little bit of a break for the summer, and then in the autumn term is it when it really kicks in, because all the songs, as soon as autumn term starts, all the schools are going to be starting to learn the songs, and they've got 6 weeks to learn all the songs, and we're then recording, and then we've got to mix the CD and edit the DVD and get them both produced in time for Christmas.
You've got so many people involved, so many children involved. How do you go about sort of marshalling them and recording them, for that matter?
It's a challenge, and obviously it's something we have to be very careful about in terms of making sure that they are looked after properly. And we've got a great team of people, both in each town, in Felixstowe, Woodbridge and Ipswich, who are responsible for looking after the kids from the relevant schools in those areas. And they do a great job, and we hopefully have everyone under control, even though at the spa we're going to have 200 on stage every night.
Well, I know you've got a tight schedule today. I know you're both very busy, so I'll let you get back to it. And I look forward to hearing from you again a bit nearer the time, I suspect.
Thanks very much.
Yes, we're following that story through. Andrea Davidson was our reporter. I went along to the studios to hear some of the music being recorded a few weeks ago. We're keeping our eye on the Heaven to Earth project.